game-changing doubles, daring drop zones, and a possible 10 grand up for the taking. Will our demanding diva give up her precious cargo today? You're about to find out on Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players. We're hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Rob, a financial complaints advisor from Essex.
I'm Elizabeth, a holiday home proprietor from Skegness.
I'm Terry, a retired college lecturer from Shrewsbury.
I'm Katie, a project manager from Leamington Spa.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Points. In round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you have a choice to make. You either choose to play one of your counters into the machine. If the machine's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters you get out of the machine will add £50 to your score. That includes our mystery counts, which, of course, come with a bonus prize. But also nestled in the machine are two double counters. One of those falls for you, it doubles the entire value of your drop. As always, the person with the lowest score at the end of the round will be leaving the game with absolutely nothing. So do keep an eye on the double counters because they could make all the difference. Everybody ready? Hands on your buzzers. Here comes your first question. Which sweet foodstuff is boiled in water to create caramel? Katie.
Sugar.
Yes! Good start there, Katie. Your choice first. Would you like to play or pass?
I'd like to pass, please,
Ben. Who are you going to pass to?
I'm going to pass to Terry, please.
Terry, you get to launch us. Where are you going to start?
I think I'll try four.
Drop zone four?
Yep.
Light up drop zone four for Terry, please. Down, there you go. Play fast and loose with your timing there, Terry. You got it down in the end, though. You got a couple over as well.
Oh, that's good.
Did Katie make a mistake? No! Very cunning pass from Katie. Terry, I'm afraid that's one into the machine. Nothing across the tipping point. Terry, still got two counts to play. Next question. In martial arts, what colour belt represents the highest level of achievement? Terry.
Black.
In most karate schools, it is black. So, Terry, would you like to play or pass?
I think I'll play again, please.
OK, where are you going to go?
I'll try four again.
OK, drop zone four for Terry again, please. There we go, got that one down for that. Do with a karate chop drop here, Terry. Oh! That's just about what you got. Sensational stuff. 12 counters across the tipping point. Wonderful drop there. £600. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. Looking very healthy indeed. You've got one counter left to play. Next question. In which 2003 film do Helen Mirren and Julie Walters star as members of the Women's Institute, disrobing Elizabeth?
Calendar Girls.
Disrobing for charity, yes. That's absolutely right. Elizabeth, would you like to play or pass?
I'd like to play, please.
Where are you going to go?
I'd like to try Drop Zone 3, please.
Light up Drop Zone 3 for Elizabeth. Got it down, nice steady drop. Is that where you wanted it, Elizabeth?
It's all right, yeah, that'd be fine. Play!
Oh, no! Nothing across the tipping point, Elizabeth. It was looking so good. But sadly, nothing to go into your bank, so you stay on two counters. Next question. What is the capital city of Scotland? Katie.
Edinburgh.
It is Edinburgh, yes. You're going to pass or play, Katie?
I'd like to play, please, Ben.
Where are you going?
Can I go in drop zone three, please?
You can. Light up drop zone three. Elizabeth set them up nicely.
Hopefully.
Go for it.
Doubles there as well. Nice and flat.
Very good.
Busy drop. Are you going to get them over the top shelf, though?
Oh, no!
No! Katie, having passed one to Terry. Didn't think the machine was ready. You've put one in, and the machine still wasn't ready for you, so you're down to two counters now.
OK.
Nothing in the bank as of yet. Next question. In 2014, which member of Atomic Kitten married former rugby player George Kay? Katie.
Kerry Katona.
Yes. Good knowledge, Katie.
Thank you.
Would you like to play or pass?
I would like to play, please.
Where are you going?
I'd like to go for drop zone three again, please, Ben.
Light it up. This will be the third into drop zone three. Nothing's come out yet. What do you reckon, Katie?
I hope so. Got my fingers crossed.
Oh, nice broad shove. Could the double go too? Oh! A fraction further, that double drops. And that's
all right, I've set it up for us all next.
Set up for somebody, Katie. That's five across the tipping point, £250. Well done. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank.
Thank you.
So you're off the mark, £250. You've got one counter left to play. OK, next question. In the name of the hospital department, what does the E stand for? Rob.
Emergency.
In A and E. Well done, Rob. Buzzed in very quickly. Where are you going to go?
There's a gap there now, but it's got to be drop zone three.
Light up drop zone three. One gap on the back shelf. And a lot of money to go. Especially with that double near the edge.
That's not so bad. Not going to get the double, but...
It might. They're all so close to going, Rob. Here we go. Oh, and one and four as well.
Oh! Go on.
Everything went round it. You can see that that silver counter's ready. Oh, it all looks pretty steady, though, doesn't it? So close to sliding in. But it's going to stay on the lip there and in the machine. Rob, 10 across the tipping point. £500 right there. Lovely stuff. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. £500 puts you just behind Terry with two counters left to play. Next question for everybody. Little Red Cap is an alternative name for which classic Charles Perrault fairy tale? Elizabeth.
Little Red Riding Hood?
Yes, it is Little Red Riding Hood. Would you like to play or pass?
I'd like to play, please.
OK, go on then. Where are you going to go?
I'll have a go at drop zone two, please.
Change it up. Line up drop zone two for us, please. Right, we need to get you some money here, Elizabeth. That's a rapid drop. Flew down the drop zone.
No.
Oh!
Hanging on the edge there, aren't they?
They are clinging on the edge, Terry, you're right. Bit of movement on the black counter below.
No, it's all going to stay.
They've fallen too deep on the shelf, though. They're just riding on the ones below, if you watch it come back.
Yeah.
Nothing from that drop. So you're down to your last counter, Elizabeth. Need to use it wisely. Next question. In the 16th century, Thomas Cromwell was chief advisor to which Tudor monarch? Terry.
Henry VIII.
Yes, he certainly was. Would you like to play your last counter, Terry, or would you like to pass?
I think I'll pass it.
OK. To Rob, Elizabeth or Katie?
I'll pass it to Rob.
Rob.
OK.
Terry's forcing your hand here now. Are you going to brave drop zone three or are you going to go somewhere else?
Two looks good as well. And there's a mystery on the edge there too. But I like the look of that double. There's a gap there, but if I can avoid that, I'll go for drop zone three again.
All right, let's light up drop zone three. Did Terry make a mistake by passing, or was he right to try and get Rob to fill the shelf? What do you reckon, Rob?
It's not going to get the double.
Definitely
it's missed
good.
The gap.
Girls think it's OK.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, you've got a few.
That. I'll take that.
Double's still there, but you've got three across the tipping point, Rob. That's £150 for those three. When we take it from the machine and put it into your bank. Thanks to Terry, you are now leading. You have £650 with one counter left. Next question for everybody. In the Western calendar, which month comes immediately after May? Rob.
June.
Yes, it is June. Would you like to play or pass?
I will play again.
OK.
And I've not done bad out of drop zone three, so I'll give that another try.
Load it up, please. Can you get it? Oh, wrong side again. Get it flat, though. Could get a couple more here. It's a really good shove here, Rob.
I don't think it's getting any.
No.
No.
Draw blank with your last drop, Rob. I'm afraid nothing more to add, so you've put three counters into the machine. You've got £650 for the time being you're out of the round. Elizabeth, Terry and Katie, you've all got one counter left. Next question for you three. Which high street bank was created in 1968 by the merger of the National Provincial Bank. Terry.
Westminster Bank. National Westminster Bank.
I can only accept your first answer, Terry, which was Westminster Bank.
Yeah.
Let me give you the full question. It was which High Street Bank was created in 1968 by the merger of the National Provincial Bank and the Westminster Bank. It is the National Westminster Bank, or NatWest.
Yeah.
Terry, we steal the last counter from you. That goes into the penalty pot. That's going to be up for grabs at the end of the round. You've used all three counters now, so for the time being, Terry, you're out of the round. Just Elizabeth and Katie left. Next question for you two. Total Eclipse of the Heart was a 1983 number one hit for which Welsh singer? Katie.
Bonnie Tyler.
Yes, of course.
My mum will be so proud I knew that.
I'm proud you knew that. Katie, would you like to play or pass?
I'd like to play, please, Ben.
Okay.
And I'm going to go for Drop Zone 3, as it suits everyone at the moment.
It has been doing nicely. If you can get that double out.
Yeah, let's hope.
Light up Drop Zone 3. Need it on the right-hand side, ideally. Not in that gap. Can you get enough of a nudge? Oh, no! Katie!
Close.
You've set up that top shelf. But they're not going to drop. That was your last counter into the machine, Katie.
It's OK.
We've got nothing more to add. You've got £250 for the time being. You're out of the round. Elizabeth, just you left in. Because it's just you, you don't need to use your buzzer. You do need to give me the correct answer to this question to put your counter into the machine.
OK.
Here we go. A mermaid is most commonly depicted as having the upper body of a woman and the lower body of which animal?
Fish.
Yes! Elizabeth, where would you like to put your counter?
I'd like to try Drop Zone 3, please, Ben.
Line up Drop Zone 3. Right then. Oh, you've gone... Get down, Elizabeth. Oh, it worked out. Somehow.
That's looking good.
And you've got the double, and you're going to get another shove here. Can you get some more?
Well done.
Oh, it was a unique way of timing it, Elizabeth.
It was. Amazing.
But panic seemed to work. 10 counters across the tipping point, £500, but you got the double that everybody was after, which means we give you another £500. £1,000 comes from the machine. Goes into your bank and puts you way out in the lead. It means that Elizabeth has £1,000. Rob, £650. Terry, £600. Katie has £250. But it's not over. There is one counter in the penalty pot. Up for grabs as I ask you one last question. If you buzz in and give me the correct answer, you put the counter into the machine. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, you will be frozen out. Katie, suddenly, you're in last place. So you need to try and give me the correct answer, if you can, to this question.
Okay.
To have a chance of going through. Good luck, everybody. Here comes your penalty pot question. In Spanish, the word uno represents which number? Katie?
One.
Yes, it is. It is one. So suddenly, Katie, you've got one last chance.
Yeah, maybe. I'm going to go for Drop Zone 4, please,
then. OK, line up Drop Zone 4. Give it a few over that top shelf. What do you think, Katie?
Maybe. We'll see, won't we?
Go. There's one.
Maybe.
Can we get any?
Well done.
Oh, you got a couple to finish.
Well done.
It's not going to be enough. £100 across the tipping point for those two. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And that means at the end of the round, Elizabeth from nowhere is now our leader with £1,000.
Well,
Rob has £650, Terry £600. Katie, I'm afraid, with £350, that means we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you very much.
So join me after the break to see which of today's three remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Rob, Elizabeth and Terry have all survived to play in round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of the bonus double counter. We've got one left in the machine. The player with the lowest score at the end of the round will leave the game with absolutely nothing. Elizabeth, you are our leader after round one, so it's up to you. Would you like to go first or would you like to pass to one of the others?
I'll go first, please.
30 seconds to answer as many questions as you can. Every time you get one right, I'll give you another counter. If you don't know, just say pass. You ready?
Yes.
30 seconds for Elizabeth, please. Your time starts now. DUB is the three-letter airport code of which city in the Republic of Ireland? Correct. Released in 2014, Four is the fourth album by which British boy band?
Pass.
One Direction. The Dashwood sisters are characters in which 1811 novel by Jane Austen?
Pride and Prejudice.
Sense and Sensibility. Oxford play an annual rugby union varsity match against which other university?
Cambridge.
Correct. In 1983, Karl Lagerfeld was appointed creative director of which iconic French fashion house?
Versace.
It's Chanel. In the UK, the yaffle is the folk name given to which type of bird? The yaffle?
Don't know.
It is the woodpecker. Hence, Professor Yaffle in Badpuss. Do you remember that?
No.
Rob does. We're the same sort of age, Rob.
Absolutely.
So, Elizabeth, you've got two correct answers, so two counters to put into the machine. Where are you going to go first?
I'd like to try drop zone two, please.
Light up drop zone two.
It's a bit
another
fast.
Speedy drop. Oh, and a good view over there.
Ooh.
And there.
Oh. Oh. All on the edge.
Two across the tipping point, though, Elizabeth. £100. Nice start.
Yeah.
Set it up nicely as well. You've got one more to put in.
I'd like to try drop zone two again, please, Ben.
Drop zone two, please. Go.
It's flat.
Good settle as well, that.
Yeah.
Mystery over.
Oh, nothing.
Oh, no!
Set up nicely for the guys.
Sadly, not going to drop that mystery across the top shelf.
That's okay.
And like you say, there's a lot on the tipping point. It's £100, though. That's what you've managed to amass, Elizabeth. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank.
Thank you.
That means you finish up with £1,100. So, Rob, you're just ahead of Terry by £50, but it's an important £50 because it means it's your choice. Would you like to go next or would you like Terry to go?
Drop zone two is looking pretty good, so I think I'll go next.
30 seconds to answer as many questions as you can. Every time you get one right, I'll give you another count. If you don't know, just say pass.
OK.
30 seconds on the clock, please. Rob, your time starts now. Based on his life and teachings, Jesus Christ is the central figure in which mainstream religion?
Christianity.
Correct. Which former Newsnight presenter appeared in the 2014 Edinburgh Fringe show, Paxo?
Jeremy Paxman.
Correct. Completed in 1971, Rubber Ring Floating in a Swimming Pool is a painting by which British artist?
Andy Warhol.
David Hockney. The Republic of Malawi is a landlocked country on which continent?
Africa.
Correct. Which starchy vegetable was traditionally used in Russia and Poland to
potato.
Make vodka? Correct. Which British female comedy actress starred in the TV series Murder Most Horrid?
Dawn French.
It was Dawn French. Just beaten by the buzzer, Rob. You've got four correct answers, though. Four counters. Good score. Where are you going to go?
It's got to be drop zone two.
Light up two for us, please. Far over, I think. Go on then.
View.
Set the shelf up.
That mystery.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Nothing from that, I'm afraid. Three to go, Rob.
I'll stay with drop zone two.
Fire up, please. Put it down flat.
Now it's gonna get me.
Ooh. That will do. There. Oh! You can see the overhang is quite dramatic, Rob. Just desperate to fall.
It's not going.
They're staying where they are for the time being. Two have dropped for you, though, Rob. That's £100. You've also managed to get your hands on one of our mystery prizes, which is Weekend Break for Two, courtesy of Four Pillars Hotels.
Fantastic. Thank
so, look, you've managed to get your prize. You've got £100. You've got two counters left.
The top one's not looking so great now, but I'll stick with drop zone two.
Fire it up, please. Surely won't take much to unlock that tipping point, Rob. Is this counter the key? Go on, then.
Oh, that's very
there's
cool.
One.
Look at that.
Nice double shot.
Hey. Oh,
that's another five there. Well done. £250 goes in. We're up to £350, Rob. You've got one more to go.
It's got to be drop zone two again.
Light up drop zone two, please. Is that too far,
over,
Rob?
Too far over.
It's going to be good.
They'll go.
It's good. They're all good.
Oh! Oh!
Wow.
Another one across the tipping point, another £50. We take that 400 from the machine and put it into your bank. And that's drawn you to within £50 of Elizabeth. You have 1,050. So, Terry, you waited very, very patiently.
Yep.
30 seconds to answer as many questions as you can correctly. Every time you get one right, I'll give you another counter. If you don't know, just say pass. And I move on. You ready?
Yep.
30 seconds for Terry, please. Your time starts now. In which 1967 film does Mrs. Robinson seduce Benjamin Braddock?
Pass.
The Graduate. Wands, cups, swords and pentacles are the four suits in which set of mystical playing cards?
Pass.
Tarot. In astronomy, what type of large heavenly body is a supergiant?
Pass.
Star. A daisy flower usually has a yellow centre and petals of which colour?
Yellow.
White. The tomato meter is a rating system on which film review sites? Oh, Terry! Sorry. Rotten Tomatoes.
I went completely blank. No,
Terry,
just went blank.
I'm afraid drawing a blank means you're not going to have any counters to put into the machine. I'm afraid to say the scores are going to stay as they were before we started, which means that Elizabeth has £1,100. She is our leader. She's just ahead of Rob, who has £1,050. Terry, with £600, we've loved having you on, but that means we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you, Ben. It's been a good day.
So it's Rob and Elizabeth who'll be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. Now, for your chance to win an amazing cash prize, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. For £15,000, which fairy tale princess moved in with seven dwarfs? A, Rapunzel, B, Sleeping Beauty, or C, Snow White? Call 09041 61 30 30. Calls cost £1.50 plus your network access charge. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text costs £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT 0511, PO Box 7558, Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Good luck. Welcome back to Tipping Point. Just two players remain, Rob and Elizabeth. Well done to both of you for getting this far. There's only £50 in it. It is very, very close. Rob, what have you made of our machine?
I've not done too bad out of it, but I thought I was gone in that last round.
You've got a little boy, I understand?
I have, yes. He'll be three next week, actually.
Good man. What's his name?
His name's James. And we've got another one on the way next month as well.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. Good for you. So James must be sort of up and running and starting to talk a lot.
He is, yeah. He tends to remind me that I have no hair quite a lot.
Really?
Yeah, I was quite aware of it, but he seems to think it needs pointing out quite regularly.
He sounds like a very perceptive young man.
He is.
Fingers crossed you can get something out of the machine here, Rob. Elizabeth, £50 ahead of Rob.
Yeah.
That was quite a finish to round one, wasn't it? What were you thinking?
Amazing. Oh, I was going home.
Well, you're not, fortunately, still here with us. Home is Skegness, that's where you work.
Skegness, that's right,
I'm a big fan of Skeggy. I've got friends up that way.
That's lovely to hear.
It's very flat around that part of the world, perfect for riding bicycles.
It is perfect for riding bicycles.
You ride tandem, is that right?
I do, yes. Yes, I'm not allowed to be in control of the brakes.
OK. Does that mean you always sit at the back?
It does.
Doesn't that mean that you can put your feet up and
make... Sadly not, no. You do need to pedal, yes. Most definitely, I would really like to put my feet up.
So you still put a shift in?
I do, yes.
OK. Might have to put a bit of a shift in here to try and stay ahead of Rob because there's a lot of money up for grabs. Best of luck to both of you. Time to find out which of our contestants will be taking on the machine for a £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. Give me a correct answer, you put the counter into the machine. Give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round is today's winner. We'll be playing for £10,000. So it's just £50, but it's an important £50, Elizabeth, because it means it's your choice. Would you like control of the machine or would you like to pass it to Rob?
I think I'll pass it to Rob for this first one.
Okay, so Rob, first question comes to you. Featuring Missy Elliott, the 1998 single I Want You Back was a number one hit for which former Spice Girl? Now you can pass this to Elizabeth. Does she know the Spice Girls?
I'm not sure if she knows it. I'm not sure I know it.
Missy Elliott and one of the Spice Girls. It was 1998 and the single was called I Want You Back.
I have a feeling Elizabeth might guess the same answer as me if she doesn't know it. So I'm going to have a guess.
OK.
I think it was Mel B.
Elizabeth, what would you have said?
I had no idea.
OK. And if I'd pushed you,
I'd have said Ginger Spice.
You would have said Ginger. Rob, she wouldn't have gone with the same one as you. Have you done the right thing by having a guess?
I hope so.
There's a lot of money there. You need this counter. Is the answer Mel B? Yes! Well done. It was her first single after leaving the Spice Girls. Rob, you get the counter.
Thank you. Okay. It's got to be Drop Zone 2.
Light up Drop Zone 2. Elizabeth put you in the chair. Got the counter.
Just in the middle.
Is that going to go over?
Are you going to split them? I think it's going to get off the top.
Oh, Rob! You can see the genius of Elizabeth's play there. Well played, Elizabeth. We come to you for your first question. Which French town gives its name to a type of sweetened whipped cream flavoured with vanilla? You can pass this if you're not sure.
I think I'll play.
OK.
And I think that might be Chantilly.
Chantilly. Rob, you're noddling along.
Yep, I think so.
You look like a whipped cream kind of guy. Let's find out if you're right, though. Is it Chantilly? Yes, it certainly is. Well done, Elizabeth. So, here we go. What do you fancy playing?
Drop Zone 2, please.
Light up Drop Zone 2. I'm not sure, unless you get a rider, how this won't pay out. It's a really fast drop.
Very fast drop.
Black counter going to go in the middle?
No.
Yeah.
It's looking good.
And are they all going to fall?
No.
Oh! No!
They're stacking.
Just slid in the back. Can you believe that, Rob?
That's unbelievable.
So suddenly your genius pass could backfire because control passes back to Rob. Rob, time for your second question. At which fictional TV school did Mr. Bronson, Mr. Robson and Miss Carver teach? You can pass this, Rob, if you're not sure.
No, I know this one. I used to watch it a lot as a child. That's Grange Hill.
Elizabeth, you'd have said the same?
I would have gone for Grange Hill,
you
too.
You were nodding as well. Yeah. Let's find out. Is the answer Grange Hill? Created by Phil Redmond. Was the best bit not when the sausage came in the opening title?
Yeah.
No one's ever matched that. Rob, you can tell we're the same age coming. Rob, where would you like to put your counter?
It's got to be Drop Zone 2 again.
Light up Drop Zone 2 for us, please.
Need it all to push over.
There's still a gap there.
Very good. Very good.
Elizabeth thinks it's good.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's good.
Is there another gap? Oh!
Well done.
There's still a lot
really
there.
Well
you got
done.
A few and the others
there's
all...
There's still a lot there.
...teetered and changed their mind. Six across the tipping point there, Rob. £300 with that drop. Finally, we got some money. Let's take it from the machine, put it into your bank. You now have £1,350. Right then, Elizabeth, control passes back to you. Time for your second question. The name of which bird of prey can also be a flying children's toy? You can pass this.
I'd like to play that, please, Ben.
OK.
And now I'm going to go for a kite.
Going with a kite. Rob's nodding. You've done the same thing. Is the answer a kite? Yep. Of course, the bird of prey is the red kite. Now then, we need to close this gap.
Well, I think it'll just have to be Drop Zone 2.
Load up Drop Zone 2, please. It's all on the right-hand side. Everything's been going left recently. Can you get it on the right, Elizabeth?
No. Fingers crossed. No, that's no good.
I don't know.
It's not going to push anything over.
It might get that
other Setting it up
there.
For Look. You, eh?
Slide alongside.
Ooh.
Oh, there's two. £100 is there, Elizabeth. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank.
Lovely, thank you.
And it's closed the gap. There's now just £150 between you, Rob. Control passes back to you. Time for your third and final question.
Okay.
Which 11 times gold medal winning Paralympian became a life peer in 2010? You can pass this to Elizabeth if you're not sure. Do you think she might know?
I wasn't sure at first, but I think I know this now.
Do you think Elizabeth might know?
No, I don't think she does. But,
You feel pretty confident?
I will play it anyway. I think that's Tanny Gray Thompson.
Tanny Gray Thompson, is that the right answer? Yes. Won the London Marathon 6 times. Rob, very well done. Got one more to put in.
Drop Zone 2.
Light up Drop Zone 2 for Rob.
I really want this. Really need this to go to the right.
It's got to go right. Surely we can get one on the right. Is that better? Or is that the gap?
It might be OK, there's the gap there.
Need that black counter over. Go on.
Oh. Yeah, that's it.
Is it going to fall?
Oh, well done.
And he's got him. Oh. That's 8 counters, Rob. £400. Take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That leaves you £1,750. Well done, you've extended your lead, but, Elizabeth, you have one last chance. Time for your third and final question. An emblem for the office of the Pope How many crossbars does a traditional...
Oops.
That's an ambient drop in front of two...
Oh.
They're not in play, unfortunately. So those counters will be voided from the machine. I'll give you a question again, Elizabeth. An emblem for the office of the Pope. How many crossbars does a traditional papal cross have? You can pass this to Rob if you aren't certain.
I think I'm going to have to pass it, because I have no idea.
OK. So, Rob, do you know what the papal cross looks like?
Not really, no. And I have visited the Vatican as well.
Right, OK.
I will have a guess at two.
Gone with two? Elizabeth, what would you have said?
One.
Do you know what it looks like?
No.
You can't see it either, so you're going with one, just a standard cross. Rob thinks there's two.
Total guess.
Now then, Elizabeth, this will be your last chance.
Is,
we need Rob to get this wrong, otherwise you're going home. Rob, if you're right, you're going through to play for £10,000. Is the answer two? It's three.
Oh, really?
There's three crossbars on the papal cross. Elizabeth, right then. It's a good pass. You've got one more counter to put in. What are your thoughts?
I'll try drop zone one, please.
All right, load up drop zone one. It's not been used yet. Can we get something out, Elizabeth?
Ooh.
Oh, it stayed on its edge.
That's all right.
Rob thinks it's OK. It is flat. Nice and flat.
There we go.
Where those ones are hanging over there, though.
How many are we going to get over that top shelf, though?
Just the one.
Not enough. It was a tough call, Elizabeth. You gave it a great shot. £50 with that black counter. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And it means at the end of the round, Rob is today's winner. Well done, Rob, with £1,750. Elizabeth, I'm afraid that means with £1,250, we have found your tipping point. Thank you for playing.
Thank you very much, Ben.
So very well done to Rob. You've made it through today's final.
Yes.
In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put this our jackpot counter into the machine. It's a little bit bigger, but it's a whole lot better. So you can get it out again. You're going to go home with £10,000.
Okay.
Can Rob master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. First, for your chance to win an amazing cash prize, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. For £15,000, which fairy tale princess moved in with seven dwarfs? A, Rapunzel, B, Sleeping Beauty, or C, Snow White? Call 09041 61 30 30. Calls cost £1.50 plus your network access charge. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text costs £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT 0511, PO Box 7558, Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Good luck. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Rob is our winner today. Very well done to you, Rob.
Thank you.
You managed to get yourself £1,750. That's not bad, is it?
It's pretty good, yeah.
Now, you've had a number of jobs over the years.
Yeah, it was mainly during my university years. In the summers, it almost became a competition between me and my friends to have the most amusing job. I spent one summer working for a well-known frozen food manufacturer when they had their pea harvest. and I had the glamorous job of hosing down the inside of lorries from pea juice.
So they have frozen pea harvests?
Yeah, it lasts about 6 weeks every year and they have to harvest everything for the whole year and freeze it quickly. So, yeah, it's a bit messy. I had a big waterproof suit on and wellies. Hosing down the inside of a lorry.
Did you have your fill of peas? Are you now sort of a pea phobic?
Not anymore. That's long enough ago now, but it took me a long time until I could face another one, yeah, I have to admit.
Frozen peas out of the situation.
OK, yes.
It's a lot of counters that we're trying to get you to hose down from our machine now,
yeah.
Particularly a jackpot counter.
Yeah.
£1,750 is what we've got. We would love for you to go home with 10 grand.
So would I.
What would you do with the money, Rob, if you were to win?
Well, as I say, we've got a baby due in the next month or so, so we're not going to have a huge amount of spare cash. I'd like to take the whole family on holiday next year.
Wouldn't that be brilliant?
Yeah. Somewhere in the Mediterranean, maybe one of the Greek islands or something.
Oh, wow. So once the baby's here and settled and everything's together...
Yeah.
Well, fingers crossed we can help that happen. It would be absolutely fantastic, Rob. Best of luck.
Okay, thank you.
Time to find out whether Rob's going to win today's £10,000 jackpot. A few moments, I'm going to ask you to put the jackpot counter into the machine. If you want to go home with £10,000, you just need to get it out again. Here's how you're going to do it. I'm going to show you six question categories. For each category, you can choose to play one, two or three counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be. The more counter you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out. Don't forget, we do still have one double counter in the machine, just over there, top shelf, drop zone one. It won't affect the jackpot counter, but it does still apply to everything else, so it's worth keeping an eye on, because if you don't get the jackpot, but you do get your hands on that, you can still leave with a nice amount of money. Okay. Having said that, we'd love to send you home with £10,000. First thing we need to do is put the jackpot counter into the machine.
Okay.
So which drop zone are you thinking?
I think drop zone one looks good. There's a lot of counters there, which, if the jackpot doesn't go, it would still build quite a nice sum, I think. So
the double's there as well, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's looking best.
OK, light up drop zone one for us, please. So the all-important jackpot drop. Let's try and get this down and flat, Rob. Be ready for it. Get the timing right. Right in the middle. Looked like it was going to try for the edge, didn't it? OK, so we've lined the top shelf up nicely. Nice and flat, pretty central.
Mm-hmm.
And drop zone one is where the jackpot counter is. Let's have a look at today's six endgame categories. They are food and drink, television, flags, history, sport and human body. You can take the subjects in any order you like, so when you're ready, if you'd like to give me your first subject and for how many counters.
OK. Food and drink, I like the look of. Television should be OK. Sport depends on the sport. Flags is interesting. Like history, I think, will be my weakest one. So I think I'll take that first.
All right, for how many?
Let's go for three. If it's going to be a guess, then I might as well guess for three.
All right, history for three counters, please. What name did Sir Malcolm Campbell give his vehicles when he set land and water speed records in the 1920s and 1930s? Blackbird, Bluebird or Songbird?
OK, I have a primary school teacher to thank for this one.
OK. Not your primary school teacher.
When I was at school, I remember doing a project on Sir Malcolm Campbell and his boats were called Bluebird.
That's some memory you've got there. Obviously, your primary school teacher left an impression on you.
Must have done, yeah.
Do you remember their name?
No. I can't remember which one it is, to be honest. It may well have been Mrs. Newton, but we'll see.
Let's light up Bluebird, please. Let's find out if you're right. Is the answer Bluebird? Yes. It's Malcolm's son Donald continue with the family tradition.
Yeah.
Right, three counters.
Right.
Drop zone one?
It's got to be drop zone one.
Light it up, please. There you go.
That's all right. I'm happy with that.
Come on, then. And let's clean up. Start collecting some of this money. Two counters across the tipping point. £100. That's what we get for that drop. We're up to £1,850. Jackpot counter is already on the edge of that top shelf. Two to go, Rob.
OK.
Drop someone again.
Yes.
Load it up.
Same again, please. Stop there. That's OK.
That is all right. It's going to slide round because it's flat. That's one of the show.
Not the time to do it.
No, not quite. OK. One more to go in.
OK. Drop zone one again.
Light it up, please. Yes.
That's all right. If it's flat, thank you.
Will be. That's going over, I think.
Yes.
Well, crikey. Flip it too. Collect the money.
Lovely.
Happy days.
I'm happy with that.
Rob, another seven across the tipping point. So another £350 goes up. The money storms up to £2,200. And we've got your jackpot counter on the bottom shelf.
Looking good, yeah.
With just one category gone.
OK.
OK. Let's go back to the categories.
I think probably my next weakest would be human body, so I'll go with that, but I'll go three again.
All right, worked last time, didn't it?
It did.
Human body for three counters, please. Hogonology is the study of which facial hair feature? Beards, eyebrows or nose hair?
I know this one as well.
You know this one?
I actually
Why?
Grew a beard before Christmas last year, just for a while. It was a bit of a trial. Somebody joked to me that they were pogonophobic, which was a fear of beards.
Wow. So you grew a beard just
to find out the answer to a question.
Because you knew down the line it's going to come in handy.
I knew that would be helpful.
Let's light up beards, please. Let's find out if you're right. Is the answer beards? Yes, it is.
Okay.
What terrifies me is there might be people that study nasal hair.
There probably are. There's probably a fair few that are scared of it as well, I guess.
A lot of us are scared of nasal hair. Now then, three more counters.
Okay.
Thanks to your beard.
Yes. We'll go with drop zone one again.
Light up drop zone one.
Oh, a bit far over this time.
We might shift a few on that edge, though. Can tidy up what's behind the jackpot counter. Get some of the weight off. Anything here? Not this time. Two to go.
Okay, drop zone one again.
Light up, please.
A little more right this time.
There you
that
go.
That will do if it'll turn
Come on
one
now.
Over.
Like that.
Nice.
Come on. At it. Get on it. One. Yes.
Okay.
We're getting close, Rob.
Yeah, it's looking good.
Two across the tipping point. That's £100. Let's add them in. Nicely done. £2,300. One more to put in.
Okay. We drop zone one again.
Light it up, please. Right on that silver counter, Rob. We can get this done very quickly. Oh, goodness me.
Perfect. Come on.
Is it going to go, Rob? Not this quick. Never. Oh! Wow!
It's getting there.
It's really getting there. That's another three, another £150. £2,450. Rob, in six counters, your jackpot counter is on the verge of falling into the wind zone.
I just need to get another question right now.
Oh, for the love of pogonology. Let's have a look at the categories. Food and drink, television, flags and sport.
OK. I'll go with flags, because I don't really quite know what's going to come out of that. But I'll go for three again.
All right, we're going to have a flags question for three counters, please. The flag of which island of the British Isles shows three conjoined legs on a red background? The Isle of Wight, the Isle of Man, the Isle of Sheppey.
OK. I'm pretty sure the Isle of Wight and the Isle of Sheppey don't have their own flag. And the Isle of Man, the symbol of the Isle of Man is, I think it's called the Manx, and it's three conjoined legs. So the answer is the Isle of Man.
Shall we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to go with the Isle of Man. You've been absolutely on the money so far, and we're so close to winning £10,000. Have we got another correct answer? Is the answer the Isle of Man? Yes! Great stuff. It's known as the Triskelion. It's been their official flag since 1932.
Okay.
Rob, come on now.
Okay, it's drop zone one again, please.
Light up drop zone one.
Very good to me. Carry on.
Ooh.
Too far over.
Okay, okay.
It might nudge a few of those counters.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Double over. Let's go. Oh, there's a black counter dropped already. Are we going to get some lateral on the jackpot attach? So six across the tipping point. That's £300. £2,750. Two to go.
Drop zone one again, please.
Light it up, please.
Just in the centre.
Down.
That's lovely. Ooh. That's perfect.
Is this our £10,000 drop, Rob? Come on now. Slide along. For £10,000! Yeah!
That's brilliant.
You've done it!
That's amazing.
You've just won £10,000!
Wow, thank you very much.
Oh, my goodness me. And in what style?
I can't believe it. That's amazing. I really didn't expect that today at all. I got a real rub of the luck in a couple of rounds there. So yeah, I'm amazed. Fantastic. I really couldn't come better time for me.
You have done a fabulous job. What's more, you did it in just 8 counters as well, which is very close to the record, Rob.
Right, OK. Yeah, it just all fell right for me.
Brilliant. Absolutely sensational. Classic tipping point mastery. Very well done, mate.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So Rob made a slow but steady start. He leapt into the lead in round 3, then coolly cajoled the jackpot counter into the win zone on just his 3rd question. Not only that, Rob, of course, you've won your weekend break for 2 as well.
Lovely.
It's been a good day.
It's been a very good day, yes, thank you.
We've loved having you on. Best of luck with the new baby.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy your holiday and your £10,000.
Will do. Thank you very much. Lovely to meet you. It's been a great day.
Great stuff. So Rob leaves as a very happy customer. Join us next time in the Fate of Four More Players. We'll be hanging the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.